People often criticize me for acting like evangelical Christians are the only Protestants that exist, since I tailor my criticisms of Protestants as a whole to those particular Protestants. You know, the Baptist, Assemblies of God, and other Pentecostals, as well as a plethora of independent churches. Those Christians who believe that salvation is a one-time event accomplished through a single act of repentance and acceptance of Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Those Christians whose churches are a stage where the attendees enjoy sanitized rock music, light shows, fog machines, dynamic preaching, excellent coffee, and they believe in the rapture. A fellow YouTuber has made a string of videos criticizing my video, 10 Reasons I Can Never Be Protestant Again, and this is one of his main criticisms, that I lump everyone into the evangelical basket. I'm accused by him and others of not taking into account the mainline and other Protestants who, although they believe in Scripture alone and faith alone, do not believe in salvation as a one-time event, the rapture, and other doctrines, and take into consideration tradition and read the early church fathers, and who have a more traditional, even liturgical, form of worship. You know, the OG Protestants, the Anglicans, Lutherans, Presbyterians, Methodists, and others. And yes, I am well aware of their existence and the more subdued form of worship, having myself been raised in the Presbyterian Church. And this is a fair criticism. But the fact of the matter is, these churches are no longer relevant. I'm sorry, but it's true. The only Protestant churches that are relevant today are the evangelical churches, Baptist, Assemblies of God, and other Pentecostal churches as a whole, and the other independent churches. And since I cannot possibly cover every Protestant diversity and account for all the differing opinions of every Protestant denomination, not to mention the schools of thought within each denomination, I stick to the only ones that matter. Don't believe me? Well, let's take a look at some statistics, shall we? Now, I have linked the Wikipedia page that I got these numbers from in the show notes. I haven't included every Christian group, but I have included the major ones. Some will undoubtedly say, well, my church says that we have a lot more than that. Well, my church claims 1.6 to 1.7 billion, but I'm using the 1.375 billion figure that the article uses. So according to Wikipedia, the total number of Christians is somewhere between 2.4 and 2.6 billion. Of that, 1.375 billion are Catholic, Roman Catholic, and 220 million are Eastern Orthodox, 60 million are Oriental Orthodox, which include the Coptics and Ethiopians, so that leaves a total number of Protestants at somewhere between 800 and 900 million. By the way, I define Protestant as any Christian that is not Roman Catholic or some form of Orthodoxy, because the reality is other Christians come from the Protestant Reformation either directly or indirectly. So, let's look at the Protestants. The mainline Protestants, the Anglicans today, have 110 million people. That includes Episcopalians, and the Anglican Communion is 85 million, so it's even some beyond that. Lutherans are 77 million worldwide. Methodists, not just UMC, are 80 million. Reformed, including the Presbyterians, are also 80 million. Of evangelical Christians, those who attend Pentecostal churches, 280 million, with the Assemblies of God making up 85 million. Baptists, 100 million. Non-denominational, also 100 million. So the mainline Protestants, the Anglicans, Methodists, Lutherans, Reformed, total 350 million, and the evangelicals, Pentecostals, Baptists, and non-denominational, are 480 million. And yes, I know that not all Baptist or non-denominational churches are low church, some are more high church. But here's the kicker. This is what proves I'm right. Although the Pentecostal churches number 280 million, the number of Pentecostals is 644 million. That means a lot of these Protestant churches that pride themselves on being traditional and high church are infected with Pentecostals, who, although they are on the official rolls and may go to those traditional churches from time to time, do not follow the doctrine and traditions of those churches. They go to the Pentecostal prayer meetings and conferences and watch their televangelists on TV and give them money. They may consider themselves Anglicans, Lutherans, Methodists, etc., but they believe the Pentecostal doctrines and think their church needs to change and get in line with a Pentecostal way of thinking. Look, if they believe the Holy Spirit told them X, or told whoever they consider to be really holy and in tune with the Holy Spirit X, but the church's official position is Y, who do you think they're going to believe? The church or the Holy Spirit? Trust me, they'll believe the quote Holy Spirit. About 100 million of the 644 million are Catholics. It's called the Charismatic Catholic Renewal. Many of them question settled doctrines, think the church needs to change its stance on several issues, and should incorporate Pentecostal-style worship into the liturgy, and have succeeded to some degree. When their leaders write books about the movement, they talk about Pentecostal Protestant leaders. When they give conferences, they can't shut up about how great the Pentecostal Protestants are and what the Catholic Church can learn from them. And if it's that way in the Catholic Church, as strict as it is on doctrine, you think it isn't happening in the other churches? So if you add up the remaining 550 million Pentecostals, plus a fair amount of non-denominational and Baptists who don't go along with the Pentecostal movement but are nonetheless evangelical, low church, and not traditional, then 600 to 700 million of the 800 to 900 million Protestants are evangelical. Now, undoubtedly, people are going to question my numbers and my reasoning, claiming that I misrepresented this group or forgot that group. But the reality is the majority, and it's not a small majority, of Protestants today are evangelical Protestants, low church, non-traditional Christians. And they are growing faster than any of the mainline traditional high churches are, and many of them are shrinking. 50 years ago, 60 years ago, it was the other way around. The mainline Protestant churches were the relevant ones, and the evangelicals were the weirdos. But that's just not the case today. And that's because they are the ones that use television to their advantage, starting with Billy Graham. And on the Pentecostal side, we have the 700 Club, Jerry Falwell, PTL, Oral Roberts, Benny Hinn, Joyce Myers, Kenneth Copeland, Jesse Duplantis, and on and on and on. They have been aggressively evangelizing for decades, and you guys stopped evangelizing. How many Lutherans have TV shows? Not to mention Catholics aren't leaving the Catholic Church to become Anglicans and Lutherans. Maybe one or two here and there, but the majority that leave either stop going to church altogether or start going to an evangelical church. I'm sorry, but why would I waste my time on the mainline churches when the evangelicals have the most influence? So to those of you who wring your hands at me because I don't cover your specific flavor of Protestantism, it's because it's not relevant. Now don't get mad, I'm a traditional Catholic, of which I believe the SSPX is the most reasonable expression. That's 1 million people worldwide. All of traditional Catholicism is probably less than 10 or 20 million. Of course, 100 years ago, all Catholics were traditional Catholics, the laity anyway. But today, we are minuscule compared to the Novus Ordo. We are growing, and they are shrinking, but as of right now, we are pretty irrelevant given the same criteria I just used on Protestants. I'm doing my part to change that, and in order to do so, I stick to what's relevant. Again, I can't cover every little Protestant sect or doctrine. And if some other YouTuber makes a video critical of the Catholic Church, I don't get upset because they didn't take my little corner of Catholicism into account, because I know that most people don't even know it exists. So in conclusion, today, in the West, the only churches that matter are the Catholic Church and the evangelical Protestant churches, especially the Pentecostal churches. Eastern Orthodoxy is on the rise, but that really means Russian Orthodoxy. But it's still pretty small, so I don't cover Orthodoxy that much. I stick to promoting Catholicism as a whole, and traditional Catholicism especially, the Novus Ordo, and evangelical Protestantism, because it represents what I want to promote, contrasting it to the beliefs of the largest number of people. And if that leaves you out, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Until my next video, God bless.